Did you see that? Arnold asked. Ida, busy with the map, was trying to find out where in the hell they were. Somewhere in northern Arizona. That much at least was certain. Lost on a road that stubbornly defied identifying itself.
See what, dear? She said absently.
That sign we just passed.
No, I was busy trying to find us on the map. Did you see a road sign?
No, there was a sign outside that last cabin we passed. Arnold was already slowing down and looking for a place to turn around. I'm going back. At the very least, we can ask them directions. Arnold found a logging road and managed to make a 3-point turn without getting them stuck in a ditch.
Ida folded the useless map and asked, What did the sign say?
Here it comes. Read it for yourself.
The hand-lettered sign sat beside the weedy drive. It read, Alien Artifacts in 6-inch high letters. That's all it said. Two words that held the promise of great wonder and mystery. How could anyone pass up a sign like that?
Oh, come on, Arnold. It has to be some kind of joke.
Who puts up a joke sign in the middle of nowhere? Even if it is a joke, I bet the guy knows where we are and can help us get back to the interstate.
Ida saw the logic in this argument. They had been lost all day, one wrong turn leading to another, deeper and deeper into a maze of back roads. That sign was the first bit of civilization they'd seen in more than an hour. The driveway was little more than two streaks of bare earth leading into the scrub. They bumped and scraped along for about a mile until a house and barn appeared before them. Another hand-lettered sign said, Parking. There were no other cars. The house was dilapidated and weather-beaten to a uniform dull gray. The barn was in the same depressed condition. A large faded sign over the barn indicated the entrance to the exhibit. The end seemed very near for Hudson, a Canadian Eskimo dog tethered near the shore of Hudson Bay, east of Churchill, Manitoba. 1,000-pound polar bear was lumbering toward the dog and about 40 others. The prized possessions of Brian Ladoon, a hunter and trapper. It was mid-November. Ice had not yet formed on the bay, and the open water prevented bears from hunting their favorite prey, seals. So this bear had been virtually fasting for 4 months. Surely a dog was destined to become a meal. The bear closed in. Did Hudson howl in terror and try to flee? On the contrary, he wagged his tail, grinned, and actually bowed to the bear, as if an invitation. The bear responded with enthusiastic body language and non-aggressive facial signs. These two normally antagonistic species were speaking the same language. Let's play! The romp was on. For several minutes, dog and bear wrestled and cavorted. Once the bear completely wrapped himself around the dog like a friendly white cloud. Bear and dog then embraced as if in sheer abandon. Overheated by a smaller playmate's shenanigans, the bear lay down and called for a timeout. Every evening for more than a week, the bear returned to play with one of the dogs. Finally, the ice formed and he set off for his winter habitat.